Oh, I think things are never finished in this job. So yes, that's part of a big part of what drove the decision. It just felt like things weren't finished yet, and that I had a lot more to do. And you wouldn't believe how quickly the time goes by, as busy as the job is. But yes, yep, we've got more work to do ahead of us.
There was a pretty exciting Friday for you and yes. other officials as we had a boat chase down the Hudson River. 8 vessels, counting the floating dock there, went from Troy to Albany. Does that episode raise any concerns about Troy's infrastructure or waterfront needs? I know there's a lot going on with the seawall, but any concerns that come away from that event?
It's a little early to say yet. I think we need to spend some time examining exactly what happened. These were not amateur boat operators. These were professionals. They've got a lot of experience on this river, in this location. And I think the conditions were something that they had not witnessed before. And that's what broke the lines. I mean, these vessels were torn away from their moorings by the ice that came through. And it was interesting because I got down there fairly early. It was still dark out, but I could see the river. And looking across, maybe 10 or 15% of it was water and the rest of it was ice. An hour and a half later, all the ice was gone. So I think a surge of ice came through and dislodged the boats. But that's something that we're going to have to take a look at and try to understand what happened. And should we have been able to anticipate that? And how do we guard against that in the future?
How is the fiscal health of the city of Troy? And I remember your first budget got a lot of criticism with a high tax increase, and
Correct.
That was eventually reduced to, I think, 14.5% around there.
Yep.
But things have stabilized more in recent years, and there was also some recent disagreement over the trash fee. But where are we right now with the health of the city of Troy's finances?
Well, I like to tell people we're not out of the woods yet, but we're on the right path and we're going in the right direction. And you're right. The first a budget that we put together had an embarrassingly high proposed tax increase. That was not made up. That was real. It was based on what we were confronted with when we came in the door. We came in to over a decade of structurally unbalanced budgets, reserves that had been wiped out, and expenses like payment to the pension plan that had been deferred, kicked down the road, essentially. And there was no room to go anywhere. Our back was against the wall. So we did some uncomfortable, some unpopular things to bring the budget back into balance. We're good in that we have had 3 balanced budgets. They've all passed the council, 2 of them by a bipartisan majority, 1 by a bipartisan supermajority. Our credit upgrades, our credit outlook by Moody's has increased twice in 17 and once in 18. Our fiscal stress rating, as measured by the Office of State Comptroller, has dropped each of the 3 years that I've been in office. We've had modest surpluses each of the 3 years that have contributed to rebuilding our fund balances. So, and our reserves. So in that respect, we're inching our way toward fiscal health. But we still have some ways to go yet. We still have to be very mindful of how we spend our money. And we have to be honest with our budgeting practices, which is something that hadn't happened for quite a while.
Earlier in December, the Troy City Council tabled a sanctuary city measure that was brought forward Councilor David Bessemer. And in the meantime, that's allowed for some neighborhood meetings to happen. I know you had initially some concerns about the sanctuary city proposal. Where are you on that proposal right now? And have you had any sort of the necessary conversations about that and moving that forward or addressing your concerns?
Sure. This is a complex issue, and I have we're working on it on a couple of fronts. First, I think it should be noted that sanctuary city has no well-defined meaning. Each community who declares themselves a sanctuary city does things a little bit different than everybody else. So the proposal that was put forward in Troy was kind of a sanctuary city light. And 95% of it was stuff that we do or I could agree with it. The balance of it were things that I needed to look into. And when I say that, I mean, I public safety is probably my most important role in this job. It's a thing that keeps me up at night. I don't want to take any steps that impair our ability to offer the public a safe environment. So I don't want to ruin relationships with federal agencies. And I don't mean ICE here, but I mean DEA and Federal Drug Administration and others who help keep our streets safe. So I wanted some time to look at that angle of it. At the same time, it is a hot button issue in the community. And I don't feel that it was rolled out in a way that respected the fact that people could have differing moral people could have differing views on it. And it was painted as a, you know, we're moral, we're in favor of Sanctuary City, you're immoral. And I don't mean by the council members, but some members of the public. And I think there were members of the public that were legitimately concerned. They did not know what it meant. And you don't often get an unbiased view from certain media sources. So I really encourage the council members to take the concept out to the community and talk about it and listen to people's concerns and address those concerns. And when I say take it out to the community, I don't mean go to where all your friends are. I mean go to where it's difficult to go. Walk into the buzzsaw. Go to where people are against this. Sit down and have a dialogue about it. Have a conversation. In the meantime, I've been working with our corporation counsel and our police chief to review current case law that addresses this to make sure that we don't do anything, if we move in this direction, that we don't do anything that A, impairs our ability to get federal resources to support public safety, or B, interferes with our ability to prosecute crimes or keep our communities safe. So, you know, this is an issue that's complex. It has a lot of moving parts in it. I'd like to see this community process move forward.
Recently, you called for the resignation of City Councilor Mark McGrath. And if he's responsible for the racist remarks that mm-hmm. he allegedly made, as reported by the Times Union, the City Council President Carmela Mantella was arrested for driving while intoxicated in December. And then she later pled guilty to a DWAI, I believe. And at the time, you wouldn't comment on that arrest and called it a personal matter. Why did you not choose to speak out further about that incident regarding the City Council president?
I was elected to address the challenges that were confronting the city of Troy and to chart a path forward. The incident that involved the council president represented, in my view, a personal failing. It was not it was not something that affected her ability to do her job. It was not a moral failing, in my view, if I could use that term. The language that we've heard recently from the councilman is a different matter, and it impacts people's perception of our city, people's perception, constituents' perception of their representation, and it is a moral failing. It's inexcusable. I don't see how that can be allowed to stand, if in fact it's true. I don't know if it's true, but it's pretty egregious language. And if it turns out to be true, I don't think you can cure that.
We have a year left of your first term. And what would you like to accomplish before the year is out, before if reelected to a second term?
Oh, we've got tons of things going right now, and when we came in, there were several grants that had been awarded the city, 10, 15 years earlier that had just sort of stagnated, and we struggled to keep all those funds from being taken back by the granting agencies. But I'm thinking of the bike path, the boat launch at Ingalls Avenue, the South Troy Industrial Roadway. Those were all funds that were at risk of being lost. They are all moving along now or done. The bike path is done. The Ingalls Avenue boat launch will be done in March. The South Troy Industrial Roadway will probably take us 2 years to complete, but last year we started acquiring title. We've got design work done. We hope to go out to bid within a month or two so that we can get into the ground this year. So we're very busy cleaning up the grants that we had almost lost through inaction. They will consume a good amount of our time this year as well. I'd like to get those moved further along, like to get phase two of the South Troy Roadway underway. Those are important to move forward. We're working with some developers on various projects throughout the city. I'd like to get them in the ground this year. I would love to have a proposal on One Monument Square framed out in the 2019. So there's a lot of things to keep us busy. The water transmission lines from the Tom Hanek Reservoir into the water treatment plant, they're over 110 years old. They serve over 135,000 customers in 9 communities in the area. So we've secured title to the property to do that. We've secured $10 million worth of funding. I'd like to at least get in the ground on that this year as well. So we've got some big projects that we're working on. There are a number of little things as well. There's work we're doing in community policing, in Americans with Disability Act, a transition plan to help us get to a point where we're certain that people who come to the city, people who live in the city, can avail themselves of all of our services and access our facilities without any barriers. There's tons of stuff going on, and you know, that's what makes it exciting to be in Troy right now. There's also a lot of energy in the community. And like I said at the beginning, it feels like, you know, nobody could ever say, well, I've gotten everything done. It keeps going. It's fun.